Feeling sluggish from all the extra food, drinks, and celebrations? Kick off the new year with a science-backed reset. Quiksilver Scientific's PushCatch Liver Detox is a patented, simple two-step system that supports your liver, gut, and whole body detoxification, helping clear out what's slowing you down so you feel energized for the year ahead. It's more than a cleanse. Quiksilver Scientific's PushCatch Liver Detox helps reset your system. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. Again, that's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
This track list goes along. This is again the lyrics are rolling with him, and Gord's vibe and how he's singing and what he's talking about are all changing. And there's a lot of literary references throughout this record, but not in a gross way. Like they are in a way of like this. There's a cat named Little Bones, you know.
Right.
And then we get into our next song, Cordelia, which obviously has King Lear references. Well, I don't know if obviously. Not everyone fucking knows King Lear.
Well, I don't know. Gord Downie seems to think so. He's got a dynamite quote where somebody asks him. Somebody says, Cordelia, what's it about? You got to tell me. And he says, Cordelia was used as a metaphor. I don't know. Read King Lear.
Angst on the bank, spitting from a bridge, just to see how far down it really is. Robbing a bank, jumping on a train, old antiques a man alone can entertain. Takes all your power, prove that you don't care. I'm not Cordelia, I'll not be there, I'll not be there, I'll not be there.
Many hip songs and many of Gord's lyrics are about a bunch of things, not one thing. He's not just going to write a song about love. He'll write a song about different types of it.
Absolutely.
Or love and something else, you know? It's not just, we're going to write a little jingle and that's going to be it.
Yeah.
So Cordelia does have this beautiful metaphor to the play and, you know, the chorus, I think, is the closest thing to it. It's right there. It takes all your power to prove that you don't care, which is, get the fuck out. That's really good. That's really good. Because Lear is very neglectful and horrible to his three daughters. But the rest of it is just, a lot of it is just the hopelessness of struggle in some ways, or being pitted in these impossible situations. And there's so many lines from this song that I don't even know what they mean to me. They strike some kind of insane vibe in my mind, particularly when I was a young man and I had, you know, dark visions of things and I was an angry fellow into getting into metal and punk rock. And so a lot of this stuff really did kind of resonate with me because it is so dark. You know, a thief blinded on the job as a steal for life is just, are you fucking kidding me? How'd you, wow.
Yeah.
That's intense stuff, man. That is really, really intense.
And so, it's coupled with this crunchiness though as well. Like it's still really crunchy. You get to, you know, it takes all your power to prove that you don't care. I'm not credit. I will not be there.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's just, this band is firing on all cylinders. We're only three tracks in.
Oh yeah. And this is a Lear reference song, but it's got some Macbeth in there for you too, which is great. I mean, that's, if there's anything to really, I mean, he nails that sort of thing of the of youthful frustration and rage, where you bring on some of it, you know, and you want to challenge it with, because the line being treading the board, screaming out Macbeth just to see how much bad luck you really get.
That's right.
And fuck off.
Because that's a reference to, you shouldn't say Macbeth if you're in the play, right?
If you're in the, if you're in the play, but if you're in any theater space, you're not really supposed to.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
I did not know that.
Yeah, yeah. People will fucking flip out, man.
That's why my career tanked.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, yeah. Can't say it. No,
so
good.
Where are you on this track as far as, you know, taking it home, putting it in your pocket. Because for me, this is on my short list for sure.
Yeah, this, well, I mean, it's hard with this record. And it's particularly hard with the first four songs.
Okay.
Because there is such a breadth to what is going on lyrically. Although there is a steady stream of darkness in this album, which is a pretty, I don't know, it's kind of a fun rock record, isn't it? Like, I like driving to this album.
Yeah.
But it is a dark album. Lyrically and thematically, it is dark.
Listening to this record, it always felt weird to, you know, be having it cranked in the car mm-hmm. as like a 18-year-old or 17-year-old mm-hmm. and screaming out lyrics.
Yeah.
Like Macbeth or
yeah.
Unfurled or, you know, just like, what the fuck am I even talking about? I need a dictionary to listen to this record sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Know?
Thanks for listening to the Tragically Hip Top 40 Countdown. To email us, send an email to tthtop40@gmail.com. We're social. Find us on all the socials at tthtop40.
Podcasts and such.